Do you want to tell us about this decision and how it would affect your job?
Well, I've lived in Halifax all my life. I was hired by Air Canada in 1980. I've been based in Halifax since that time. I have a home here. My family's here. I have an elderly parent. I have all of my friends here. I don't have any desire to relocate. And after 28 years of loyal service, after being laid off, force transferred, bankrupt, so many absolutely devastating things in the last 28 years, to be handed a layoff notice in the mail delivered by a courier on my vacation to tell me that I've become redundant, I can't even tell you how that affected me, really. It was very, very traumatic. So we're fighting for it, and the thing that really makes me mad is that basically Robert Milton, $43 million, I believe, is what I've heard, he's been paid, which is more than the gross national product of some countries, he's been paid that by getting us to take less money and worse working conditions. So it's just disgusting, really. It's really hard to deal with that. So that's why we're here fighting for it.
Could you tell us about some of the profits that Air Canada makes in relation to this layoff? I mean, the relation you're making is how these people are losing money, losing their jobs, while corporate profiteers are still making even more.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm afraid I don't have any statistics about that. I mean, I've just, you know, heard the bonus numbers. I mean, that's public knowledge to everybody. But I also can tell you that I work flights to Europe. The flights are full. They're oversold. Sometimes we're in a position where we have to ask people to leave. We have to give them compensation. I myself have been called to work extra hours. So with all this going on, how can they justify basically telling me that, you know, I'm redundant here? So it's just very upsetting. It's hard to deal with, you know? When I started with Air Canada, it was a wonderful, wonderful company. It really was. It was like just such a great family feeling, and, you know, it was great. And now, I mean, if I was in a financial position, I would probably leave. But I'm not, so I have to stay and fight. Okay?
Well, a few more questions. How many jobs are being lost or at threat of being lost? What's the status on that?
Well, there's, I believe, 145 here, 300 in Vancouver, and I'm not sure how many flight attendants are based in Winnipeg, but it's about the same amount. So, I mean, we're basically talking about 500 to 600 people all converging on Toronto in a bumping position, which would mean that a lot of young people that have been hired in the last couple of years will lose their jobs. So we're talking probably about 500, 600 people, I guess.
And how many regular flights will be canceled or lost due to this layoff?
I haven't heard anything about anything yet. I don't even know how they plan to do that, actually. I mean, the flights are full, so I don't know what they're going to cancel. And what that's going to mean to people that live here, I really don't know. It's going to be very inconvenient for them.